Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Praise the Lord. Shall we pray? Father, tonight we're grateful to be in your house and to be in your presence.
Speak to our hearts, you affect our lives, and you change us. In Jesus' name, and somebody say, wow, why don't you tell two or three people, it's good to see you tonight, and you may be seated.
Thank you.
Wonderful. It's good to see you tonight. Anita. Wow. Okay. I'm excited because it's very important to be very passionate about what you do. All right. People don't give their best to things anymore. And that's why for us, for me, it's a very interesting thing when we say, okay, we are not paying any transportation, to still see that you are coming. Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah. Because nobody pays my passage for me to come here too. You know, I as a pastor, I ain't getting nothing for me gas. I buy me gas myself. The church doesn't say, oh, Reverend, because this is, you're going to Canal, you're going to Pearl, you're going to London, you're going to New Amsterdam. Man, let me buy some. But look something for gas. Nobody say no, look, nothing. So why should we say you look? Hold this. No, it cannot be fair. So let us all show that we love God, and that serving God is not something that is so easy. But if it was easy, we would not know who really loves God. Maria, are you there? If serving God is easy, we will not know who really loves God. That is why God could have changed everybody. You think God cannot change people? God can change. You just do that, and everybody will change. But what is the use of forcing people to love you? When it comes to love, you can't force people to love you. No matter who you are, you have to give people room to prove that they really love you. That's why I am preaching on Sundays about marriage. So prove all things. Yeah. If the guy cannot take you to the restaurant now that he says he loves you, what about when he marries you? He won't take you anywhere. Now that he says he loves you, even a chicken foot. He can't give you chicken foot. Now when you marry, then you'll be miserable because he ain't taking me nowhere. But you saw it, you knew it. Yeah. Any China grass, he will not buy China for you. Yeah. It is the same thing. Me also, as a pastor, when I see your face, you tell me something. You don't have to. People who even say, I love you, somebody are lying. Yeah. When I see you in church, that alone tells me something. You don't have to say, I see Tuesday. You came all the way from Better for Watting to be here to listen to me. It means something. Hey, it means something. You don't have to tell me anything. It means something to me. The highs are too much. Yeah. Because not everybody who came from BV. Because there are people who live just around here, they didn't come. No, you must learn and to understand and interpret signs. Because I just wanted to you know, start with that and, you know, big you up a little bit, you know, that you're a good person,
you're a good Christian.
Hallelujah. All right, Leviticus chapter 27 and verse 30. We're looking at, finally, this Tuesday, the bad thoughts of non-tithers. The thoughts of non-tithers, the bad thoughts. Bad thoughts. We're looking at Leviticus chapter 27 and verse 30. I'm going to preach. Eva, what do you think? Should I preach? Your face is shining, but I can see it from here. The bad thoughts of non-tithers. Even before I go on, I wanna, if I could force you, I would force you. But we are on a campaign from the Macarius. Okay, Macarius. Everybody is supposed to pay $50 US dollars for your personal copy of the Macarius. Please pay now. Okay. Can I have an envelope? We have envelopes, right? Let me just collect the Macarius money before. You have more envelopes? Some of you have ordered the Macarius, some of you have not ordered. If you've ordered, you've not paid. Come for you. It's for your Macarius, it's not my Macarius. Your Macarius is a gift for every member of our church. You get it? So I want you to pay more for what you have paid down. If you've not ordered the Macarius, if you are from Sapphire, you're from BV, you're from here, right here in Isla Penitence, you should, it's 50 US dollars. So take the envelope and put some extra money inside. Oh, how many of us have ordered? How many of us have paid anything? Anything? Okay, a few people. How many of us have not paid anything at all? How many of us don't speak English? You laugh all the time, but there are some not so much human beings among us who don't respond to anything. And it's rude if you don't respond to anything. Alright, so you don't know about the Macarius. The Macarius is a gift of books that we are organizing for all our church members. So that you as a church member will have books you read. You see, you went to school, you never read books. That's why you didn't do well in exams. But as you've come into the church, we don't want you to do that. We want you to do well. So we've organized books for you. We know if we ask you to buy the books, you will not buy because you don't know what is in the books. Wow. Nanaga. Some people are handsome. I tell you. They just hide their beauty. Yeah. Beauty has been exposed tonight. So if you have not, even if you don't know what I'm talking about, don't worry. It's just $10,000 or $50. Just pay right on the envelope. Janelle, have you ordered your copy? No, please come for an envelope. Order your copy. You can pay down with $1,000, $2,000, something, but it's just $10,000. All right. Anybody else? You have not paid down at all. Come, Macarius. Just write M. If you can't see Macarius, all right. Just write big M. Don't study them Greek words. Is there M A K? You write Maka, Maka. Ha! Don't worry, the Rios. Ha! Once you say Maka, come see me, Elizabeth. God bless you. Macarius, you see, I can do it. I can give everybody. I can share envelopes to everybody. But you see, again, we are trying to allow you to put your heart into the thing. Yeah. Otherwise, you'll be a robot. Yeah. It's like they say I should do it, so I'll do it. But it will not be from your heart, and it doesn't make sense. Right? So you should understand. You have something. Do you like Maca? Maca. Okay. If you have it, just bring it. Yes, buy one for you and one for my friend. Okay. Yes, my dear. Anybody else? The choir is this. Have you ordered your copy? Are you sure? Anybody here? Yeah, I saw your name. Have you ordered your copy? Yeah. Chantal? Hey. happened to Chantel? She made a Macarius. Just write Maca.
Sophia ladies, where are you? Share.
All them fancy, shiny face, the Sophia ladies. You need a Maca.
Not a bird.
No, there's not a bird. Is there a bird called Maca?
No.
No.
Envelope.
Please, yes. Lizzo, do you have a copy? Okay. God bless you. Don't use your offering for today. Our offering will come. Don't make a mistake by using your offering. Offering is offering. Michael, have you ordered yours? So what are you waiting for? Eh? What about your four seat at? If you cannot afford two. Hey, it's not this bobby you squeeze all the time. Look at what he's saying. He's squeezing somebody's bobby and to buy something for show. She said, I cannot afford two. Take. Let him pay for the thing. Yeah. Okay. I need envelopes, Calvin. Look at that man. Look at some red bobby he's squeezing over there. God bless you. Yolanda, where are you? Okay, she's over there. Okay. She's working upstairs. Yeah, I need envelopes. Calvin, no envelopes? Why? No envelopes tonight. Hey, you never know you see until it happens to you. You're spoiling my business. Okay. I was doing some nice work and when I come in, I spot my work. Huh? He's not a nice guy anymore. Sorry? He should buy envelopes for himself.
No,
100 Macarius. He should buy 100 Macarius, isn't it? Yeah, I think so. For spoiling the business tonight. But you have some envelopes there? Wow, real man has given me at least two. Envelopes. Macarius. It's important. Reverend, I don't know what you're talking about, but I just want to do what you want me to do. Yes, John. But Timothy, you have not ordered all this time. Anybody else? Macarius. Lennox, do you have Macarius? Have you ordered what? He's paid down. Okay, you can pay some more. It's just 10,000. Who else? Last envelope for Macarius because of Calvin is the last envelope. It's a Maca. Please, have you paid down yours? Are you sure? Are you sure? Add something to me. $100. Now, how much is the envelope even? $100,000 US. No, I'm giving it to. Honey, have you paid? How much? You're smiling. I see how much you're smiling. All right, Leviticus chapter 27 and verse. Hey, where has it gone back to? And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruits of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord. Now, we are looking at why people don't pay tithe. And they don't pay tithe because they think about tithe in a bad way. But if you look at the concept of tithe, it is the same thing that happened in the Garden of Eden. God gave man control and power and dominion and access to everything in the garden. And then he said, but there's one tree. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That is something you should not touch. That one is mine. Don't touch. touched the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Again, I'm saying that if you are in a relationship with somebody, if somebody loves you or you love somebody, you should not push them, you should not force them. You should give them room to prove that you love them or they love you. Don't make children for people who have not taken you to the altar. What have you done? Is it a children you're going to use to prove to somebody that you love them? Are you joking with a life? That's why you have people's lives all over the place. That's how come somebody will take a woman and slit her throat, and the taxi driver is there and drive the guy to Narnia. People like that, they should cut their body parts until they die. Cut their nose. They should start from the sex organ. They should cut it like that. Pop. Yeah. And you take one eye out. You structure them. That is why whenever there's a revolution in a country, the dictators become so wild. And then it brings fear. Because when you meet people will do all kinds of things, you know. I believe that this crime, we have to attack it with an extreme force. This is not time for debate and discussion or anything. But some of the women are also foolish. Yeah. Some of them get what, I mean, it's not fair for somebody to be killed, but you know, you kind of, the way your mind works, you make those things come close to you. Kenola, are you there? You are not able to, your choices and your things do not, it makes things don't work for you. So God said, there's one tree in the garden that I don't want you to touch at all. And it is very simple. Don't touch. Don't touch. But again, Sister Eve. And we have Sister Eve in the church tonight. I'm curious. Wanted to know what is about this thing that we can't touch. The thing looks good. 10%. $8,000? Hey! It can buy a shoe! It can pay a bill! It can do this, it can do that! $8,000! $7,500! $6,000! $4,000 is enough money! If I could use that to throw a box! Man! Every month! By the time I'm drawing our IS meter, I'm drawing 60,000. You see, again, we are behaving just like in the days of Adam and Eve. When God said, don't touch this. And they disobeyed God's command. They disrespected God's statutes. And decided to do what they feel like doing. You see, so even Eve going to eat that, there was a passion. It's like, why is God depriving us of this particular thing? But if you look at it, he has given you everything. What more do you want? So we have to look at tithe from a different angle than just the tithe is going to the pastor. The tithe is not going to the pastor. I mean, I since I went to Sophia for the convention, I've been telling Sister Karen, I said, we need to get a land in Sophia and build a church. Hey, what do you think will buy the land? What do you think will build a church? It's millions of dollars. Yeah. We just bought a property on the East Bank the other day. It's millions of Guyanese dollars we pay for it. Yeah, we are moving it to do our church there. If you are going to have that around. Today somebody called me from some ministry of something. He said that they are compiling names of churches. And then they realized that Lighthouse Chapel is not inside. But they recognize us as one of the churches. So they want to, if it's okay with us, they want to put our name on the list of churches they have. I said, sooner or later, I knew you'd call me and ask me this thing. You can't drive around and not see the black, yellow and black signboards. That when you are right, when you are compiling a list, you must know that there's a name that I am missing. We shouldn't tell you that. Why did you take us out? You yourself will put us inside. I hear a taxi driver was telling somebody, you got enough churches all over the place. I said, you want to two signboards, you see enough churches. You wait and see. You got a lot of churches. A lot of churches. But all these things, we need cash. Liquid cash. Yeah. So God has this system in the church where a tenth of all your increase, or not your monthly salary, tenth of your increase, is supposed to go to God, because he says that, and all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord. So God is trying to, he says, this one here, he's not joking with this one. You see, all I got, what I started by saying and said that, okay, you know what, this one, if it's this, you know, you have to do it from your heart. Because if you don't do it from your heart, then it's like you are being compelled or you are being forced. This one, God doesn't joke with it. Because he says in Malachi chapter 3, he says that if we don't give him this tenth that he's talking about, then we are robbing him. And he says that if we rob him, then we are under a curse if you rob him. So he says it. What was it? 8? Is it 8? The man of God says 8. He says, when a man of God, is it 8? No, 9. Yeah, I'm a man of God too. He said, you are cursed. What a curse. So this one is not like, whosoever will. There are things, and there are almost a lot of things that God does not push us or force us to do. But there are at least 3 things in the scriptures that God does not want you and I to play with. And you see, if you respect your father, if you respect authority, then when an authority says something, you listen to it. You don't want to see the other side of the authority figure. Because that's what happened to Ham. Up to today, people are still wondering, what is the difference between the black man? What has caused such a major difference between the black man and the white man? We are wondering, how come the black man is the way he is, and how come the white man is the way he is? Because God did not put a different brain in the black man's head from the white man. Did you hear in the scripture, and God created a black man and he created a white man?
No.
We are all from one source. We are all from one source. That's Adam and Eve. However, Adam and Eve and the people who lived in Adam and Eve's age, in the days of Noah, all of them died. So you and I actually, even though we are from Adam and Eve, we are really from Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Noah's 3 sons. Anita, are you there? Ham was a black-colored guy of Noah. And then you have the Shem, who is a progenitor of the Arabs. You see, Ham, Shem, Japheth. I'm teaching you something, though. Ham, Shem, and Japheth are the 3 main races that actually has brought about everybody who's around. Japheth is a white guy. Japheth is the father of the white people. Ham is the father of the black people. And Shem is the father of the Arabs. there?
Yeah.
So Japheth is the white man, is the British. He's the one who looks across the way at the sea and say, you know what? I want to go and see what is there. And then Ham is the father of the black man who just there. Who always look for an opportunity to prove or enjoy without working hard. And Shem is that guy who is so radical about Allah and all those people. Only three main races that Noah started the new world with. But the difference between these three races and every other thing is just a mixture that has come. You do your Bible study, you discover that. But when Noah got out of the ark and he planted a vineyard, vines, grapes, and the grapes were ready, and he made wine out of them, and he enjoyed the wine because it was the first fruit of the ground, so it was rich. So he got drunk by the wine, and then he was naked when he slept. You know how some people believe when they get drunk? So Noah slept naked, and it was made known by Ham. I don't know how he saw it, but he kind of went to see his father naked. So he came to tell his two brothers, Shem and Japheth. Oh Lord, oh Lord, come see something. So they asked, who do you mean by come see something? They said, come see something. Hey, I've never seen something small as this before. Or something as big, or something as long, I don't know. But there was something that Ham saw about that thing that brought him out into this world that he mocked. The Bible says that Shem and Japheth, they said, it is not possible for us to go and look at this foolish thing you are talking about. It must not happen. So the Bible said they walked backwards into the room and they threw a covering over their father so that they would not see what Ham came laughing and joking about. The Bible says that after a few hours when Noah came out of his drunkenness, then he heard what had happened. The Bible says that he cursed Ham. And he said, Genesis 9:25, he said, cursed be Canaan. Ham is also Canaan. He said, a servant of servants shall he be unto his other two brothers. I'm talking about tithe, not paying tithe and being cursed. And I'm trying to explain to you and give an example of a curse so that you do not want to, you will not want to bring yourself under something that God is saying you should not touch. And he said, cursed be Canaan. He said, a servant of servants. It means that when you go to a place and there's a master, the master will have a servant, and then the servant will have another servant who's the black man. Look at Guyana. The white man came and took the black man as slaves. So the black man was the servant of the white man. Then the white man, they abolished slavery and they brought the Indians. And all the other people that are around. Then the black man went down. Servants. We got power small for 23 years. Hey, go to America. The basketball, athletics, rugby, American football is totally black. Michael Jordan. Look at all these big guys around. Music. And they're all black people. The white people can't do the music that we do. I mean, only see 50 cents and 20 cents and 10 cents. Are they white people? They're black people. Yes. Alkaline. Acidic. Batteries. All those kind of crazy guys. Vibes Cartel. Movado. All these idiots. They're black people. Black people. But when they make music, hey, they see whining. Oh. I tell you, white people music, you can't even listen to it. They've been trying now, they call something metal. They wah, 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 wah. Very, very boring. Why did the black man play music? There's a music. I said, oh Lord, I'm gonna send me all my girlfriends. Say something like that. No, sorry, I'm gonna cheat on my girlfriend. Don't let me get caught. Ah! And the people will be dancing. Oh, 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 oh. Who knows how to sing it? I'm sure a lot of you know how to sing it. You're laughing at me. Yeah, it's a lot. Oh Lord, something will cheat on my girlfriend. You see black people be dancing. Yeah, yeah, be dancing. Papa hungry, sister hungry. People say, black people music, powerful. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Black people. Yeah. Music. We just think about music. It's black people. This guy who died recently, is he a queen? Prince.
Well, that was another prince.
I mean, Prince music? I just said Prince is dead. I didn't even read the article. But if they tell you that Michael Jackson is dead, or Beyonce is dead, or what? Rihanna. Or this other Jay-Z. Hey. Or even Vibes Cartel, the ugly Vibes Cartel. And you say, ooh. All they say Prince is dead. How many of you were interested? Yeah. So when you look at black people, look at the continent of Africa. Look at Guyana. Look at the gold. Look at the diamond. Where are we? So the curse of an authority figure is a very serious thing, because black people, you look at all the aviation accidents that happen, all the planes that get lost, all the planes that get missing, all the planes that get shoot down. Which African plane gets shoot down? You hear that? Oh, there was a plane from Nigeria to Ghana to South Africa, and then the pilot. No. It's German wings from, I think it's France, going back to Germany, that the guy locked the cockpit and brought the plane down to, in the Alps, the French Alps, in the mountains. Black people don't behave like that. Black people, we can take stress. Yeah. We take stress. That is why, I mean, I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. That's why the lighter your skin, the more you can be depressed. Or you can be soft. I mean, it's not 100% for some. Right? But you see, and that's why when we see white people too, we get very, very excited. When a black man sees a white man, that's why all the black stars, they like white girls. Because they're like angels. Or most black successful guys, because a black woman can't maintain a certain class. They can't take black women to certain circles because they ignore bad. You see, and black women, they don't like swimming, they don't like aerobics, the life you eat and watch TV. And sleep. Meanwhile, this footballer, he wants to go to the top. He wants to go mountain climbing. Bakuma say, that thing there, me go nowhere. I frighten heights. they want the sport, the money to buy clothes and things and don't go anywhere. You watch the scene.
Most of these black guys who are popular, it's white girls they go out with. In fact, there is a saying, there's a school of thought, and there's something that they say that when these black boys play football and they become successful, the coaches or the agents, because the black guys like the white girls, they push somebody they know to them. So that the money will stay. So the coach organizes a girl who he is related to for the guy. The guy, the footballer wants a nice car to buy. He takes him to a dealer that his uncle or his cousin is the dealer of the football of that car. Everything that they want to spend their money on, the agent finds somebody he knows, his own circle. So at the end of the day, the black guy spends money all just around the coach, the agent. There's no difference between the black and the white. It's a curse. If you like, you go, you check it anywhere. I don't know what you come up with. There's no green blood in us and they have blue blood. It's all the red. But somehow, black people don't seem to climb. Even in Guyana, for a black man to become a president, he had to form a coalition with another party. Obama for how many hundred years in America? America is not even a white country. America is a country of cook-up. Remnants from all over. It's united, whatever. Colors of Benetton. But for an African, for a black dark-skin guy to become a president, it took hundreds and hundreds of years. And you mark it somewhere. It may not happen for the next another 200 years or something. Meanwhile, the black people have been living in America since 1870 something, a long time ago. Just the other day, they got some 4 years or 5 years to chop. And if the president became cry, he's not a real African. He's not a real American. Because Obama did not come through the slave trade. He doesn't understand what slave trade is. He's not a descendant of a slave. His father is from Kenya. His mother is Hawaiian. He's not like Dr. Martin Luther King and all these Jesse Jackson. And this something Sharpton or this guy Marcus and Malcolm X and all these people. No, it's not like that. That's why his ministers, you hardly see blacks as his ministers. Yeah, they don't like it. It can only be a curse. So if the Bible says in Malachi 3:8 that you are under a curse, that if Noah can curse his son, and for thousands of years, the curse is still, people don't believe, people say that, but the blood of Jesus has taken every curse away. It's true. But explain why we are still not where we are supposed to be. He said that the blood of Jesus, we all believe in the power of the blood of Jesus, but what people don't understand is that the blood of Jesus does not wash your brain. And such as a man thinketh, so is he. So the blood of Jesus washes your sins away. You accept Jesus and your spirit changes, but the mindset doesn't change. The tacking mindset, the bring down, the not progressing, that thing, it cannot be affected by the word of God. But it doesn't change because we don't allow it. Yeah. So the blood of Jesus is not the problem. It's a black man trying to educate himself. That's the problem. Also, we have Macarius. We are trying to give you Macarius. So, Macau. So sad. That's why many of us, if we get an American visa today, we will never say no. Because we want to go into the system that they have created. We don't like our system. Because our system, it sucks. Yeah. You don't take somebody who killed somebody for 4 years, and the woman who's lived with a guy and not say anything. And when he starts beating you, rather. You see the house that we're living in. Have you seen the house we're living in? Prince, is there a shark? You know the dog pen? And he makes you walk naked in the yard. The guy told the girl to walk naked. He wanted to disgrace the girl. So he said, walk. He made the girl walk naked in the yard because the family lived not so far from there. He said, walk naked, walk naked, walk naked so that the family could see. Yeah. Walk out naked. It's black people. Yeah. If a woman says they don't love you anymore, find a dog. Find a cat. Yeah. Why is people doing they have sex with dogs? Yeah. Find a dog. And be free. Yeah. Yeah, or a doggy. Yeah, doggy is bigger. So you don't want to develop ideas that will prevent you from paying your tithe. Because if you do that, you fall under a curse. And I was saying that there are three major things in the Bible that I can tell you right before we go on and close. That if you touch it, God will not be happy with you. The first one is the tithe. The second one is his glory. God does not share his glory with nobody. I mean, look at you. How can you take God's glory? Who is you? That is why anytime you achieve something and then you are asked, oh, how do you deserve? I did it by the grace of God. I did it because of the strength of God. You don't say, oh, Miss Jamzone. Wow, so what would you do when you win this? So, because of my beauty, I'll travel everywhere. Your beauty, you are beautiful, you created yourself. It's someone who put your eyes where your eyes are, and you should be grateful that he didn't put your eyes somewhere else. Your face would have changed. You let one of your eyes go a little higher than the other. Now, even those who have problem with their eyes, that one of their eyes is not well. You see how we laugh at them? How do we call them? What? Cross eye. Hey, can you create a human being? They say cross eye. It's a cross eye. And the people laugh at them. When somebody is short, they say, short man. They say, you look like a midget. Look at something. Look at some people are like that. Short. Hey, we have all kinds of descriptions. But you should be grateful that God did not say something about you. Yeah, you should be grateful that he didn't say something about you. That you can look into the mirror and say, what? I look beautiful. Because there are many people who are not happy about how they look. Yeah. My girl, are you listening? Yeah. So God's glory, he does not share with anybody. He said, I am the Lord. My glory will I not give you to any other. If God does something for you and you say, oh, it's me. That's what happened to Nebuchadnezzar. God used him to punish his own people. But he thought that he was so powerful. Then God made him become an animal for 7 years. His son, Belshazzar, Because the father brought all the golden calves from Israel from the temple to show the Jews that they are nothing if they stay away from God. He takes the cup and he drinks wine in it with his girlfriends. And God appears and says, you, I am the one who made this dominion you have possible. And you are so disrespectful, you are drinking from the cups that were, that have been dedicated to me. Don't take something that belongs to God, my brother. Don't develop an idea, a very bad idea, a very wicked idea, and take something that belongs to God. Don't do that. Don't try that. So you can't say that you earn a little and that you don't work, so you can't pay tithe. The next thing you can't take from God is vengeance. He said, "He said, vengeance is my, it is mine to repay." So when someone, you are a Christian, and somebody does something to you, the reward and the recompense, it comes from God. Your anger cannot be compared to God's anger. If you really want that person to suffer, leave it to God. Let me give you 1 point. So don't say that you owe a lot of money. Don't say you owe courts. Don't say you do this, you do that, you do that, so you can't pay. Don't let any bad thoughts enter your head, because that curse, don't let it come on you. If Noah's own is still around, don't let God's curse be on you. So some of the bad thoughts that people allow to enter their head is they say that I give my money to help the poor and to do other humanitarian projects, so I do not need to pay tithe. Some people don't pay tithe because they say, oh, I give money when I go, when I'm on the road and people ask me for money, I give to them. If somebody come around, they come for donation, I give that money. So I don't need to pay tithe. Like I said, a certain businessman said that he believes in giving, not tithing. And he spent some money to become a counselor in Georgetown. And he didn't win. And what I know about him, he has a bond. The bond will break into the bond all the time. He will not have peace. So don't say that I give money to other good causes, and that now makes you feel nice that is equal to tithe. Matthew chapter 23 and verse 23, the New Living Translation. Matthew chapter 23, let's start from verse 22, the New Living Translation. Did I see Andre? Bye, I've not seen you for a long time. All right? And when you swear by heaven, you are swearing by the throne of God and by God who sits on the throne. He goes on in verse 23 and he says that, how terrible it will be for you teachers of religious law and you Pharisees. He says, hypocrites, for you are careful to tithe even the tiniest part of your income. Many people say that Jesus didn't say anything about tithe. There are people who don't read their Bible. They say, oh, tithe is of the Old Testament. Tithe was under the law. The Bible says we are not under the law anymore, but we are under the grace. These are all bad thoughts. But if you are going to analyze God and what God is and what it stands for, that thought, you will let the thought disappear. He said, decided the Pharisees, they will tithe on the most tiniest part of their income. But he said, but you ignore the important things of the law, justice, mercy, and faith. Look at what Jesus said, you should tithe, yes. You should tithe, yes. You should tithe. Because you do other things. You do other things, isn't it? Yes, but you should not leave undone the more important things. So Jesus is saying that, don't say you do this and because of this you don't want to do that. Do this and do that also. He said, yes, tithe is important, but add mercy, add justice, add faith. So yes, it's good to give money to the poor. It's good to give offerings. But it's also very important to pay tithe. Don't let any giving or any form of generosity you are engaging, don't let that deceive you into thinking bad thoughts and not paying your tithe. God will not be happy with you. I don't want to be cursed. Look at how, even if human beings, if your neighbor curses you, all they can say is S and F and whatever. That one is not even anything because you hear it all the time. But how some people can get vexed? Because somebody said your mother something. Somebody said your father something. Somebody said you something. You said bottom or you something. They say all those things, and then it's like somebody has put a knife in your heart. You get vexed. Then you open your mouth too. You cross up. You cross stinking crossing. Yeah. You want to show people that you could cross too? Then when you finish crossing, then you feel good. So yeah, I'm not stupid. Yeah. But what does that do? If he says that somebody's mother something, what does he do? It doesn't deprive the person of eating food. Does it deprive the person from going for a visa? Does it deprive the person from getting new clothes or new shoes? But if somebody is cursed by God, if somebody is cursed by God, then you better die. You better die. Now, in closing, there was this guy called Nabal. The Bible says that just as his name was, his name means, Nabal means foolish. And just as his name is, so he was. Everything he does is foolish. Now, this one, is not. It wasn't even a curse. It was his name. It's not like God has cursed the person. This is a name that somebody has given him. And the name has not worked for him. Jabez. It's in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Isn't it? The mother gave birth to him through pain. Mommy went through a lot of problems, stress, and gave birth to this guy. And she called him Jabez, which means sorrow, pain. When Jabez became a little mature, he went fasting and praying. He said, God, change this name Jabez. It's like the name Jabez has brought me into some things that I can't handle in this life. God has not cursed him, you know. Just a name. So imagine if the God of heaven, the God who sits on the circles of the earth, I was reading the book of Revelation, the Bible said, and a mighty angel appeared who has his clothing was with the clouds. The cloud was his clothing. How can you make clothes out of the clouds? And that is an angel that God created. So how can you even see God? You see, when you come to church, if you see God, you die. Because God is so mighty. If that mighty God was to curse you and I, people say, oh, we were talking just the other day. He went to bed. All I hear was that he didn't wake up. Air finish. Your credit does not pop up for you. Credit finish. Your data is finished. Psalm 136 is there. Please, your data is gone. I tell you, Almighty God says it is your last night tonight. That's it. You want to steal from that Almighty God? You don't want to live long. You don't want to live long. You want to thief? Please, you thief from anybody but not God. You have bad mind for everybody but not God. Because that will end you up in a place that nobody on earth. You see, there are many people who move from church to church who go from meeting to meeting, program to program, prophet to prophet. All that has happened to them is that they are under a curse. And they are looking for solution for the curse, which is actually paying tithe. But you see, it has to be a pastor to understand some of these things, because if somebody comes and they tell you something, you have to ask them, do you pay tithe? They may think it's a joke. But the not paying of tithe can bring you some, you can have a disease that will never be cured. To you, it's like a medical condition. But it's just a tenth of your increase. Just a tenth. And if you were to realize that and pay, you'll see that health. If you read Deuteronomy chapter 28, he says, if you obey me, these are the blessings that will follow you. He said, if you don't obey me, these are the curses that will follow you. He said, instead of being the head, you'll be the tail. Anything that we are giving to people, you will never get some. He said, and the curses of God are not sometimes things that will even make you like lie down and punish. The punishing is in not getting what almost everybody gets in life. Basic things. When your mother gives birth to you, then the father is dead. The mother dies, you're alone. And certain things are too fantastic to grow up with. And sometimes it is curses that moves us into all these things. If you want to be cursed, please, let the neighbor curse us, not God. I said, let the neighbor who is an expert in rhyming and poetic cursing, let that neighbor run across me, but not God. But I don't want God to curse me here on earth. And so I'll pay a tenth of my increase to him. Stand to your feet, somebody. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Let my neighbor curse me, not God. At least if you say my mother something, my mother is not alive, so I don't feel it. Mommy is gone. Going to be with the Lord. Hallelujah. Let the good ones come to life. Hear the beauty of your name. Time is a determinant. Speak. My soul will find heaven in the shadows of your wings. I will love you forever and forever. Let the rumors come to life. Let the rumors come to life. In the beauty of your name. Rising up. Somebody's rising up tonight. Now forever you reign. My soul will find refuge in the shadows of your wings. I will love you forever and forever I'll sing. Oh.
from the top.
The mountain is fall.
I can't hear the bass guitar. It's too flat. There's no sound in there.
The creation falls. Soul is
tonight, because of the insight tonight,
because of the enlightenment tonight, because of your word tonight, seeds have been sown on good ground, and these seeds will rise, will germinate, will become mighty fortresses, ourselves, our households, and our children, from generation to generation, will practice this covenant of tithing, that will be blessed, that will be fruitful, that will be, will increase and be established and not be cursed and diminished. Thank you, Father, for blessing our lives tonight. In Jesus' name. And you're here tonight, you're not saved, you're not born again. If you were to die right now, you don't know whether you go to heaven or hell. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to be born again. I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior tonight. I don't want to go to hell when I die. Pastor, please. I want Jesus to come into my heart. If you're here like that tonight, I want to pray with you. Just lift up your right hand so I can see you. And I can pray with you. Pastor, please pray with me. God bless you. Pastor, please. I want to be born again. Come into my heart. Lead me to the cross. God bless you. Just your right hand up high. God bless you. I see that hand also. God bless you. If you lifted up your hand, you're serious, you mean it, you're bold. Come to me. I want to pray with you. Come. I want to pray for you. Come. Come, sir. Come, sir. Come. I want to pray for you. Come to Jesus tonight. God bless you. God bless you. Come when I want to come. Come to left, right here. God bless you. God bless you right here. God bless you. Close your eyes with me and pray this prayer after me. It takes a simple prayer, a prayer from the bottom of your heart that saves you from your sins, that moves you from darkness into light, that translates you from the kingdom of darkness, from hell into heaven. If you believe in Jesus, believe that He is your Lord. Believe Jesus is the only Son of God, and through Jesus you can be saved. If you believe Jesus died and rose again on the third day, if you believe, then pray this prayer with me. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with my heart, and I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is my Lord. I believe Jesus died on the cross for me. I believe God raised Him from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. I believe that by this prayer, I have been saved from hell. I am born again, and my name is written in the book of life. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.